Yeah.
Welcome back.
Another episode of
Ramping Up with Fiona Colley
and Matt Taylor.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Before we get started, I'm just going to plug some upcoming dates. And why don't you take it away? Where are you going to be?
May 7th, I'm in Nashville at Zany's Nashville.
Yeah.
May 8th, I'm in Huntsville, Alabama. May 13th, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
Go Jags.
May 14th, I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Disney World, baby.
May 15th, I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Devil Rays. Sorry.
May 21st, I'm in San Antonio, Texas.
Woo, Spurs.
May 22nd, I'm in Addison, Texas. May 23rd and 24th, I'm in Houston, Texas.
Pow wow, baby.
And then May 25th, we'll be in Austin, Texas at Sunset Strip.
Yeah. That's what's coming up. As always, I am out with Rodney Carrington at rodneycarrington.com is where you'll find all his dates. I will be opening for him. When I'm not out with him, I'm going on the road with Sweet Precious. I'm gonna be with this lovely lady at the Nashville show, and then I will also be with her on the Texas run, May 21st to May 25th. So that's fun. Super excited about that. And we premiere when?
At 11 p.m. Central, Monday night.
That's right. So that's midnight Eastern and then whatever the other ones are after that. What else we got going on?
We'll be going live during a recording.
That's right.
On TikTok, on my TikTok, Fiona Colley on TikTok.
That's sick.
On most, when are we recording?
Normally we try and do it like on Wednesdays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, whatever.
Yeah, you'll I'll just, pause if you get that notification. Let y'all
know. Yeah, we go live on the TikTok-y. And then also don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon. A lot of bonus content down there, extended episodes and little behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
We got a lot of fun stuff that we're going to be sharing on there coming up soon too. So do not miss out on the Patreon, Ramping Up Pod. Patreon.com/Ramping Up Pod.
Hell yeah. Let's get started.
Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of Ramping Up.
Ooh.
One, two,
three, four. We're ramping up.
Oh man, what a that was a long week, but a fun week.
Yeah, the longest, man.
I mean, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, before we get into all that, Brady, do you have any questions? Even if we don't have new
jokes that aren't working.
I don't know what that is.
Jokes that aren't working?
All my jokes work. Yeah, sorry, that's crazy.
I have a joke that I would love to tell that on here. The joke that I think is hilarious, Brady. You probably never heard her say this. She only said it once.
Crickets. It's a good idea.
I think it's a great joke, and it's and now I can't even remember how it goes.
Okay. So in like airports, there's a woman's bathroom and the men's bathroom, but also there's a bathroom that says like family bathroom / handicap restroom, which makes sense. But lately I've been seeing it says family bathroom / handicap bathroom / gender neutral unisex bathroom. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Like, I have no issues with that, but, like, we have one bathroom we can use. Like, hell yeah, fucking go up king/queen. But, like, we're not the same. I can't walk and I need space for my wheelchair. Do you know what I mean? And I think there's something funny about, like, all, like, them not knowing what to do with, like, disabled people or gender neutral people or whatever. Moms with children, I guess. Yeah, and they're punching us all to the same closet.
It's all a form of disability. Motherhood.
Because I feel like that always I'm not trying to be political whatsoever in that joke, but, like, I think by nature, when I bring that up, people get like, ah.
What's the joke? How does it go?
My culture isn't your costume.
Yeah. That's what we're working on. My culture isn't your costume. My bathroom isn't your shitter. Or whatever, yeah. I don't know.
What was it? It was like, I don't go in there, or like...
Oh, I don't go in there to figure my shit out. I go in there to take a shit. Yeah. I like that line.
I don't go in there to figure my shit out. I go in there to push my shit out.
To drop my shit.
Yeah.
And something.
I've got... You hate this joke, but I think it's very funny. A lot of people want to know what happened. They're like, oh, is it like, was it a car wreck? Are you paralyzed? Was it genetic? And it's like, no, actually, I was just cursed for upper decking a handicap stall.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But I guess you have to know what upper decking is.
I have to go, but no one knows what upper decking is, do they? Do y'all know?
Does anybody know? I know what upper decking is. I've done it at a college party before. Yeah. Back in my wild days, I used to upper deck bathrooms.
And yet again, the fact that you have the ability to upper deck and you get to use it.
Yeah. That's the thing about it. If you have the privilege, you got to use it.
Someone on TikTok knows. Nice. Someone said I do it all the time at work. Top of the toilet.
Fellas
know what this is.
Yeah, all the dudes are chiming off in this one.
You're like, if we have to stand to pee, we're going to poop wherever the fuck we want.
Upper deck kings.
Okay, so this guy on here has a page where he throws shit in pools, and he asks you what he should throw in the pool next.
Wait, I love that.
Throw one of her graveyard chairs in the pool.
Yeah.
Got 10 of them.
That's a lot of shipping.
Oh my God, will you throw like a clear garbage bag full of uncooked hot dogs?
Ooh.
I'm talking like 500 wieners. Hell yeah.
Let's see if he answers.
That feels good. I like that about you.
Would it float in the bag or will it still
sink?
That's
what I
want
to know.
That's a sick channel.
I have an uncooked hot dog I can bring on the date. Oh, somebody's trying to get you to go on a date.
I would, but he'll hit me.
I will. Yeah, it sucks. For both of us, I don't want to do it. It doesn't make me happy
either. Do you want to tell the podcast what we're doing? Because we haven't addressed it yet.
Or we
Okay, hey, if you're watching... Yeah, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, Fanner decided we're going to do...
Cody said I'll take him too.
You know what? We're in. Finally. Fiona's going live on her TikTok whenever we start shooting the podcast. Now, is this going to be a rolling thing, or we're just testing it out? So if you're watching this podcast and you're like, "What the fuck is going on?" We're live over on TikTok. Are we going to be live the whole time? Or
no.
Just for a little bit, and then we'll get some stuff rolling. So if you ever want to check in early, get some questions out, then you'll have to follow her to find out when we're going
I'll
live.
Yeah, I'll pause when we're going live. We just kind of decided this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you get the hot dog pillow is a question.
Oh, I think it's from Target. My friend Jocelyn got it for me for Christmas.
For Christmas. Par Christmas.
Para.
It's very cool. It's very cool.
If you had the chance to make up your own country, what would you name it? And also, what would the first law be?
Oh. I mean, you'd have to name it something with your name in it, right? Taylorland? 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 I'd just call it Taylor. And the first law would be nobody over 6 foot. I'm starting off with a mass genocide, so bye-bye, tall people.
Oh, wow.
Short kings only.
Who's going to reach the top shelf?
There will be no top shelves in my country. Only lower shelves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kitchen's just got a lot easier to deal with.
I like that. Colonesia.
Colonesia? I went to high school with her.
Colonesia, it's my country.
Colonesia? Are they like Polynesian Irish people? They're so white and tan at the same time.
I know, they'd be so beautiful.
All right, well, what's your first law of Colonesia? No walking.
Okay, so the guy with the hot dog said, gotta run. I'll make sure to throw those hot dogs in the pool and tag you when I goes in.
Oh, my God.
That's sick.
Throw them dogs.
Thank you, pool thrower.
Thank you, pool hot dog thrower. King. Oh, my God. Will you say my name
thank
while
you, pool
you
boy.
Do it?
I hope he's still here.
Sorry,
it's kind of perverted, but I meant it.
First law.
Obviously, Murphy's Law.
I don't even know. All things that can happen will happen. Is that what Murphy's Law is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you can think it, it can be.
My first law would be no fucking stairs, only ramps.
That's
I like
a good
that.
One.
God,
yeah.
That country would fuck.
Be flat as hell.
Universal.
Yeah, it'd be like one big slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.
Wait.
Elevator.
So just Kansas?
I've never been to Kansas.
It's pretty flat
as hell.
So flat.
You'd
love it there, yeah.
Damn.
Then we have curbs.
Pool throwing says, yep, I'll scream your name when I throw them in.
Oh, my God. This is the best day of my life.
If you punch yourself in the face and it hurts, are you weak or strong?
Ooh, I like that. Oh, Lord. For me, I'm going to say weak.
Because you're a pussy, no matter how hard you get, you're rocky.
Yeah.
It should never hurt if you're strong.
Yeah.
Right.
But you don't hit hard enough for it to hurt.
Well, toughness is the real question, right? Wouldn't it be?
The real question is, will I cry? And the answer is yes.
We should test that theory out live.
Punch me.
That's not the theory.
Oh.
You have to punch yourself.
Punch me.
Yeah, I think, because, wait, pain is weakness leaving the body. So. What was the question?
If you punch yourself in the face.
And it hurts. Are you weak or strong? I think that's a good answer, what you said. That's basically this.
Pain is weakness leaving the body, so if it hurts, getting punched in the face, right?
Yeah.
By that standard, yeah. I think that's fair. Still think we should test it out.
Do you think you would be friends with a clone of yourself?
Dude, we were just talking about this.
Yeah,
what if... All right, so... say they can clone people and like you run into your clone, but would you want your clone to be doing better than you or be a worse person than you?
Okay. I love this question. And I feel like it's complicated. So when you say clone, is everything the same? Because they were living their lives before. So like choices and whatever. What if my clone could walk but was like really boring because she didn't do anything cool?
I just, man.
Like an alternate reality.
Right.
Like she's a triathlete.
Oh my God.
At the Catholic. Terrible. And all she talks about is all the CrossFit stuff she does.
Oh. Yeah.
Fiona Colley's clone is a CrossFitter. Just doing the little sling push-ups all the time. Yeah. Pull-ups. Oh, always Lord. Talking about macros and
oh my God,
eating
I
windows.
All my calories. I'm like, I'm upset.
Never had a hot dog.
No, oh, that grosses
That's
her
That's crazy.
Out.
Mine's like 6'4 and just going off sick looks, you know? No personality.
That's your clone?
Just a handsome man.
What?
Just me stretched
Why
out.
Why are you taller? That doesn't make sense.
Why are you running?
Because hers is like, well, this is a good question. You can't change something about your genetics if it's a
fine,
clone.
Fine. Mine is me, but she never, she's just sad.
Ugh.
Wait, okay, so no. What if you? It was also you? Like, you were the exact same. You got cloned tomorrow.
Oh.
What if your clone didn't like you? Wouldn't that, like, bother you too, though?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hang out? And they're like,
I don't think
good.
I'd like her. I think watching myself, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so disabled. Like, it would freak me out. Because at least, like, my internal monologue right now sounds totally normal to me. But if I had to sit on the outside looking in, I think it would freak me out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did I say anything?
I just, but like, what if like your clone is like, has a worse person? Like, you would want your clone to be cool, but do you want your clone to be better than you?
What if
because
I made
then
out
there's
with
like,
your clone?
I don't know. That's crazy to think about. I haven't even gotten, I'm just
what
now, I just met my clone.
But it's also Matt. If like, if you got cloned right now, other Matt would think that.
I was cheating on him with you.
Yeah. Because it would also be you.
With all the experiences.
This is like that show Dark Matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But just to jump back, I don't know why Infidelity suddenly came into this. Jesus. Yo, if you're smashing clone Matt, that's still cheating. I don't play that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's for
sure. That's not
cheating.
Me. And you knowingly know it's not me?
Yeah, if you know,
that, yeah,
unless he tricked you.
If you're sleeping with another man.
Okay,
then that's
if he
bad.
Me.
That's it's actually,
like,
oh,
wait,
I'm about to kill it too. There's
is
a
bigger. What is
Kill
this?
The riff.
There's a movie called Enemy with Jake Gyllenhaal where he finds out that he has a guy that's identical to him and he like goes over and bangs his wife.
Ooh.
But then what's
the verdict on that movie?
I don't know. It ends with a big spider in the wall. And everyone's classic. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Classic.
It's a great movie. You should watch it.
We all knew we were headed that
yeah.
direction.
Oh, let me guess. At the end, is there a spider in the wall?
What? Let me do this.
Hollywood one of those just makes the most predictable movies, dude.
It's one of those cliche movies where there's a huge spider, and then it sees him, and it climbs up the wall.
The spider
oh
is so big. You know,
it is
the trope. The
it's
trope.
Like the size of my hands. Like up on the wall in the corner. It's a good movie. That's the only time you see a spider, though.
It's just at the end, and then it's black screen.
Yeah, the spider like means something in the. It's there's. It was a book first, you know. It never really. But someone asked though, if you could be reincarnated as an animal, what would you be?
Sloth.
Oh yeah, we talked about what episode did we talk about that on? Or it wasn't reincarnated. If you could, like,
it was what would you be friends with?
Friends with yeah.
Sloth.
I think that's
dude.
Still your
you no. Sloths don't survive well.
Hello.
Do you want to?
I'd be like a sloth, but I was owned by like a crazy cat lady, so I didn't have to survive. I'm just hanging out. Yeah.
But then you're owned by a crazy cat lady.
Yeah, but she takes such good care of me.
The and whole house have, smells like piss. I have these
cute little sloth diapers.
Yeah.
And she would brush me with my little sloth comb.
So you're a pet.
Yeah.
So you want to be a Lulu, essentially.
Sloth.
Yeah.
Wait, so you wouldn't come back as Lulu?
No. That's crazy. I said domesticated sloth.
Okay.
Sorry, my answer was so good.
I would be, what's those things on that island that are always happy? You think I would reincarnate as a coconut? Lemurs? Huh?
Lemurs?
No, they're like chaka chugu somethings. They're like they're nomads. They don't have.
You're allowed
have
to say that.
Chaka, you know the chaka chukus.
I would Google it if you had one more detail.
Brother,
it's the animals, the happy animal.
You'd be a little prairie dog.
Are they known
Disney
for being happy?
Happy animal Australia. Here it goes. There they are. Yes, quokkas. Yeah. That was close.
I would never get, what's it called?
I think a quokka.
Quokka?
Q-U-O-K-K-A.
Dude, that's the cutest shit I've ever
We'll definitely
seen.
Put a picture up of that guy right there.
Quokka.
They don't have like a higher predator on this island. So they're just living life.
Do you believe there is something beyond what we currently perceive in the universe?
100%. Because this is it. Would you say that we are, sorry, I'm stealing all the questions. But I've got all the answers. Please don't hit me.
Answer.
All right. So, would you say by definition we are intelligent design?
Yeah.
Like a human would be. So, in order for to be intelligent design, wouldn't it have to come from an intelligent creator? Or is it just happens to be intelligent design? Like something has to generate this aside from just evolution. You know what I mean?
Why?
Well, I guess if you look at Murphy's Law, it is possible that randomly we just came into this higher intelligence. But it just, I don't know. Normally there's a reason behind everything. And I think in order for there to be an intelligent design, there has to be an intelligent creator.
Okay. Challenging that. I don't think there's a reason inherently behind everything. I think we can create reasons to make sense of stuff. And as humans, we do that to survive, right? I think...
I mean, like, there's a reason for, like, a reason everything happens.
I don't think that.
You think... Like, I but think even down to science.
We give things reason or meaning.
Like, yeah. I'm not saying we give things meaning.
I'm not, like, shutting you down. I'm just telling
you. I'm saying, like, when bad things happen and people, like, everything happens for a reason. I'm not talking about that. I'm like, there is a reason that happened, and this is why. There's always an explanation to something that kind of correlates with what it is.
It might not be a good thing, but it's why that happened. Right.
Yeah, it's like, why did you end up in a wheelchair? And people are like, well, everything happens for a reason. No. Like, it happened because you had a genetic disease and your two parents got together.
Yes, that's
the reason. Yeah.
Totally.
So that is the reason.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But it's a logical explanation. I think there's a logical explanation behind our design and how we've ended up. We just don't understand it or know it. But I think something more intelligent than our life form would have to create something that, you know what I mean? For us to just suddenly be like, like in consciousness.
We
like it has to come
suddenly
from somewhere.
We were like a fucking fish or something, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah. I mean,
Darwinism would
at
be
one
from
point
fish.
Allegedly we were just clumps of cells in the ocean, and then we became fish, and then we went on to land, and gradually over millions of years became
lizards
rats
to yeah. But there's so many, like,
I was a capybara.
But yeah, they say that's why we survived the meteor, because we were small and we hid under, like, trees and in underground and stuff, and then we came back out and thrived.
Who said that?
I don't know, every dinosaur documentary I've ever seen. Which
yeah,
is
and now
insanely.
We don't even know dinosaurs are dinosaurs. Everything, like, and we've also...
Oh, they're all birds, yeah.
Well, that and like the fact that they're just putting bones together and be like, this is what it looked like.
But that's a good example. Like at one point, a chicken looked like a T-Rex.
Yeah.
We think. Clearance. We don't know. When I found out that like all like 90%, 99% of like the completed dinosaur bones aren't like 90% of it isn't even the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like it's just bones they've had to match whatever like idea they had in their head for what that dinosaur looked like. I'm like, what? That goes against everything I learned in school.
It's crazy how long they took teaching us in elementary school. About dinosaurs, I really thought that would be a big part of adulthood.
It does seem like something they were just like, they'll think this is sick.
Yeah.
I mean, they pitched
it. I've never talked about dinosaurs as an adult.
That's very interesting.
Okay.
Hey!
Yeah, let's talk about this past week. It was fucking crazy.
Pretty sick.
Okay, can I start?
Yeah, take it away.
So, I got to open for Nikki Glaser at the Ryman here in Nashville, which, like, for those of you that don't know, it's a pretty historically significant venue. And it was my...
Yeah, your first theater gig was at the Ryman, which is nuts. It's like a top five theater in the U.S., easy.
Yeah, and it was sick, and I got to do it two nights in a row. And unfortunately, like 2 days before I opened for Nikki there, my grandmother passed away. So I'd cancel a show I was on here because I had to go to Raleigh for my grandmother's funeral. And the second night at the Ryman, which was Thursday, and I was leaving on Friday for Raleigh, Nikki's assistant came up to me and asked where I was going to be the upcoming weekend. I told her I had a funeral in Raleigh, and she was like, you're coming to Raleigh? And then Nikki got off stage, and her assistant immediately told her that. Nikki was like, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to be in Raleigh this weekend if you want to open for me. And so it was very cool. Like, it was sad, obviously, but, like, she gave me, like, 20 fucking free tickets for my family to come out and watch both nights I was there. She is a dream. Like, I have never met a headliner is like kind and like complimentary and like collaborative. I don't even know. These are hers. The tour, ironically, is called Alive and Unwell, which.
Perfect. That's what I'm saying. Like, some things just line up more than I'd like to call coincidence. I might be a little like sentimental on that, but it's like you know, with something goes, something comes and that kind of stuff. It's like you lose your grandmother who's a staple in your family. I mean, she's, you know what I mean? Like she created all of y'all essentially. And she passes away. You have these great shows with Nikki at the Ryman and all this happened because you asked, you know, like, hey, Nikki, if you need an opener when you're at the Ryman, I'd love to. But for your grandmother to pass and then for it all to line up in Raleigh on the weekend that you know, have to be down there. I mean, yeah, I guess that could be a coincidence, but things like that keep happening in your life. And where I'm like, it's just too many coincidences to keep just being like, oh, that's another coincidence. Like Sam being on the first talent, being on the first episode of Kill Tony and just being like the perfect person to like go back and forth with to the point where it looks staged.
Yeah, I mean, it was a dream. At one point after the last show, she was like, hey, you look like about the same size clothing as me. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, well, I can only wear my outfits like one time because of the internet. Can I ship you my clothes? What? And I was like, please. Please, mom, please.
What?
Yeah, she's so fucking sweet. She pays so well. She's like, I don't know.
It makes, yeah, makes everything a lot easier. They say never meet your heroes, but...
But, Lord, thank God I met Nikki. She seriously, I was like, you... She is different.
And it was funny. I wish I had the napkin here, but we wrote down our goals for 2025. And one of them was...
And we wrote these open goals
for,
on
it said open for NG.
Nikki Glaser, and I did it. Cross that one out. And also, part of the way Matt... proposed to me. He had to trick me into getting to Zany's because he had put Will You Marry Me on the marquee. And found the booker at Zany's that texted saying someone was there that wanted to meet me. And the whole way there, I was like, who could it be? And Matt was like, maybe it's Nikki Glaser. And now I know her.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
It was fun that you got to share that story with her, too.
Yeah.
I bet she appreciated that.
That was very cool.
She probably appreciated being the lie.
Yeah.
That I just had to sweat through.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. Her shows, her fans, like, I could not be happier. My grandmother's funeral, though. My grandmother is Catholic, so she had a funeral mass, like a Catholic mass. And I don't know, apparently, like, the Catholic church is kind of simmering out. Like, less young people are becoming Catholic. There are a lot of, like, hoops to jump through to be a priest or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So they're having outsource a lot. So, what?
I just realized why you were saying that to get to this point.
Yeah. So, the priest at my grandmother's funeral, who I don't think was their normal priest, was from Nigeria. Mm. He had a very thick accent. And the whole time, we were in Belly, he was saying, why are you dead?
Why are you dead?
And, like, he couldn't, like, say her name right. And, like, everyone's emotional. And he's like, people die! And, like, it was just, like, fuck, it was the funniest.
He's like, where I'm from, we see death every day. Why are you dead?
It was very funny. And then we're doing like the part, like there was like a stone with her name on it, and like from this date to this date, you know. And we all went out there, and I guess like my aunt by marriage is her stepbrother, so like, so I have no idea who he is, you know. My aunt's stepmom and the stepmom's son were there, and the stepbrother whispered to his mom. He was like, why the fuck is Fiona Collie here? Like, I got like recognized at my grandma's. And I was like, I should have brought merch.
Yeah.
It was very
funny. Slide him a sticker on the way out.
Yeah, goofy as hell. It was a hard week emotionally, but a lot of good.
It's like a dream feature gig.
Oh, my God.
Like, everything just works out. Because sometimes you go and open for people, and you're like, that was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I loved that person until I had to work for him. And we'll name names on the Patreon.
Yeah.
No, we won't, but...
Yeah, I mean, a dream. Unfucking real. I feel very lucky.
Mm-hmm. Unreal and unwell.
Are there more topics?
I do have some talking points of things that I wanted to bring up. that I thought was very interesting is Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Pretty crazy. They followed, like, there's a thing on one of the channels is like the dark side of reality TV.
Yeah.
And you Extreme Makeover. Yeah. Extreme Makeover Home Edition was part of it. And come to find out, like, all these houses they built for these families, very few of them still have the houses because they couldn't afford them.
Yeah.
Like, two of them were foreclosed. Nine of them have been sold. One of the ladies, the one that got like a huge mansion, she had to cut off like half the electricity of the house just to afford the utility because the utility bills were higher than her previous mortgage. So she's like, I was barely getting by before. Now I'm going into debt. She had to take out like $1 million in loans and then couldn't sell her house because it was 2008 and the housing market crashes.
A nightmare. And she was stuck. They're on TV being like, look at what we got you. Look at all this nice shit we put in this house. People are getting robbed.
Yeah, and they know exactly where they live. So sit down. Lulu, come over here. Lulu, sit. Lay down. Yeah, so they're on TV, and they're like, oh, that's exactly where that house is. So then they were, like, getting robbed and getting stuff stolen out of their house, which is what getting robbed is. So.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And then, like, another family had, like, a dispute. Like, these kids, like, their parents died, right? Like, both of them back-to-back. So they went and lived with, like, family friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then the family friends, like, started, I guess, just being horrible people to them.
Yeah.
But the Extreme Makeover Home Edition, like, they bought all this stuff for the kids. But since it was, like, since they were the adults, they kept everything.
Yeah.
Like, all the cars and all of this. And, like, none of the kids. So, like, we just left the house, moved in with other friends, and lost everything that we were given,
like,
from that
they
show.
They wouldn't even give them back the only, like, notebooks that their parents that are dead left them.
Yeah, all of the stuff is in their,
like,
house.
Like, sentimental stuff.
What the fuck?
That's a bit extreme.
Toddlers and Tiaras was another one.
What? Oh, Toddlers and Tiaras. I do want to see. Remember Pimp My Ride?
Yeah.
They've got to do like a Where Are They Now? There's no way any of those cars are still running.
Yeah. I hope the one with the aquarium in it still is.
Oh,
I heard it was like an
so
insurance
nasty
thing. Like, they couldn't get insurance companies to cover them because they had 8 TVs in their car and an aquarium.
Oh, they're like, this isn't a car.
Like, this is a part of your car. We're not, like, your insurance premium for all these TVs and shit is going to be $10,000 a month. I mean, this is when TVs were expensive as fuck.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, and Toddlers and Tiaras.
I mean,
that wasn't what you would expect, though. Yeah.
I was going to say, that one's obvious.
But
yeah,
the delusion of these parents, even like,
bro,
yeah, 10 years
one,
later.
The one, there was a mom that had her daughter, like, fucking 5-year-old daughter. She was pressured by producers, but to, like, be a cheetah in a cage or some shit, but like the bodysuit was skin colored and perverts on the internet, you know how it goes. And so that became like a big thing, and like it became dangerous. People were like driving by their house and like all this shit. And the mom to this fucking day was like, I stand by what I did. What?
Yeah, like you were putting your daughter in danger. Like, the people that do Toddlers and Tiaras, even the people that produce the show, are scum of the earth.
Yeah,
like, to even put that out there is just, and they're like, well, it's however somebody views it. I'm like, you know, people like this in this world exist.
Well, you're also, and you're like you're like dressing up kids to make them look as mature as possible.
Yeah, it's
like, so this reminds me of a story about me. Can I tell?
Sure.
When I was 14, my sister, it was her 18th birthday, or 4 years apart, and I really wanted to go to whatever party she was going to, and she, like, let me begrudgingly, you know? And she was planning on getting fucked up. Obviously, it was her 18th birthday, but it was this party in Nashville, and we were in Franklin, so Nashville was like, you know? And so it was me, my sister, and her friend, and we go there. My sister's one rule was you can't drink anything. She put two bras on me to make me look older because she was lying to the people that owned the house or rented it.
Damn, so she was like a Toddlers and Tiara mom.
Yeah, put makeup, like, she told everyone I was 16, which made a difference, you know? And, like, all those people are in their 20s, which is crazy to think about. So I'm 14. My sister gets drunk. Her friend does. I don't drink anything, but I was sitting on a couch, like, trying to stay out of the way at one point, and all of a sudden there was, like, a smoke circle around me. And one of my sister's friends had just gotten in from California, and he had driven in, like, bags of weed, right? Which was like, ooh. And so there was, like a joint per person, but it was a circle where you were passing it, so at all points you have one or two joints in your hand. And they were like, hit this. And I was like, hell yeah. And I didn't know anything about weed. And I got, it was my second time. I smoked once when I was 12. But this was like, I was high as fuck. And my sister comes in the room and I'm like, those like commercials that were like, just don't deflated. Smoke weed. This will be you. Yeah, that was, I was like, and she was like, what the fuck? And whatever. We stayed until I could walk again. And I had to drive home.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, on the interstate.
What a nightmare.
And I was so scared, but they were drunk. And the plan the whole time was for you to drive be the DD home.
At 14.
Yeah, that's why they let me come, I think, obviously.
Yeah.
But I got us home. I was high and I was 14.
That's fucking crazy.
Should have got a safe driver discount. I remember the first time I ever smoked was Jake and Paul, who you met the other day.
Yeah.
We were just sitting in like their like truck, just like passing around blunts and they were trying to get me as high as they possibly could. Zero high. They're like, what is going on? They're like, keep hitting this. And I like smoked a blunt and like another blunt. And I'm just like, I don't feel anything. And then it wasn't, I swear, like this was probably the first 20 times I smoked until one time I was like, oh. And I was violently high because I was still trying to smoke as much as I was before. I was like, it just doesn't work for me. Then one day it just like clicked on and I'm like, oh my God.
The first time I smoked weed, I was 12, and I kind of blackmailed my sister, and I knew she was sneaking out, and I really wanted to go with her, and I was like, I'll tell mom if you don't take me. Nightmare. So she took me with her, two bras, makeup. She's 14. I was always 2 years older than I was, you know? And again, don't drink anything. I had a beer.
Again. Hell yeah.
I was sitting there drinking a beer, and then some guy, I didn't realize he was hitting on me because I was 12. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hit this. And I thought he meant literally hit it. I was like 12. So I'm fucking stupid. And I was like, what? And he was like, oh no. And he like held it to my face and he was like, inhale. And I was like, okay. And I didn't feel anything. Mm-hmm. And my sister saw him give me weed and she lost her shit on this guy. And I don't really remember my doubts about that party.
Were you the one that had the store? I might be thinking of somebody else. But like the short, was it a short PCP phase?
It wasn't a phase. It was an accident.
Multiple accidents?
Actually such a good story.
I forget. Yeah, I remember you said that once. I'm like, what did you just say?
Listen, I wish fucking Chloe and Jocelyn were here for this.
Oh, man, okay. Incriminate them. This is your own cross to bear.
Ah, man, I was not alone. So basically...
And her story starts out, she's like, I was 9 years old.
No, I was like 20.
That's a good age for
in college, and yeah. I'd hydroplaned into a cemetery.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yes. So that happened. And they towed my car to, like, a junkyard because it was done. And they were like, hey, go get anything you left in your car. And one of the cops was cool and was like, make sure there's nothing. We're not searching it yet. You know what I mean? And so me and Jocelyn drove me to... the car, so we were looking through it, and I had gotten this car on, like, Craigslist from a bunch of hippies. Okay, so we're
searching.
Those
aren't hippies.
And we find, like, not, like, it was missing 1/4 of a joint, and we were like, oh, free weed, like, under the seat. And I didn't really smoke weed, especially when I was driving, because my body doesn't really work that well. So we took that. We're driving back to my house. Jocelyn's driving. And she smoked a lot of weed back then. So driving and smoking weed wasn't really a thing, like a problem. And we lit it in the car on the way. And it's like a 20-minute drive. Brother, we both took one hit and immediately we were like, what is happening? We didn't talk. It felt like it was like an hour. I think it was like 5 minutes. And we were just like, she was terrified. She was driving. And I'm like, I can't even like explain what it feels like. But it was crazy. And Jocelyn lived with Chloe and a bunch of our girlfriends. And so we go to their house and we're like, guys, we don't know what this is. It's not weed. And we're like, just take one hit.
Let's try it again.
You made them do it?
Yeah, they wanted to.
What?
And we all hit it together again. And everyone was like,
let me
twice
see.
Is a phase.
Okay, then the third time. Cause, hey,
you sure y'all weren't just smoking like K2 or something?
No, they had done that prior. I had never smoked good too. It was something none of us had ever done. And then we did one more time on my porch.
So it was a phase.
The same joint?
Yes.
Really?
Because we couldn't handle more than one hit.
Hitting a stranger's joint is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like just to like find him, like somebody else's mouth has been on this, don't know who. Let's try it out.
Okay.
The PCP hippies got you, man. I wonder because I had that same reaction when I smoked K2. I couldn't drive. Like, I remember ripping it, and me and my buddy were just driving down the road. We always did. And, like, I had to pull over. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I remember I smoked it at the lake, and, like, I was on top of a pontoon boat. Like a little double decker, and everybody smoked it and just like jumped off. And like, I was going to go down the ladder, and then like, I could not physically make myself walk down just a little ladder to get from the top part to the bottom. So I was up there like baking in the sun for like probably 30, 40 minutes before it finally like wore off enough for me to like climb back down. I'm like, what the fuck was that? That is not weed. Because everybody back then was like, K2 is like the legal weed. I'm like, that is not the same reaction as weed at all.
I never did it. I did smoke PCP.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, you just skipped right over it. You're like, I like weed. I wonder what getting wet would be like.
What?
That's what's good. Never mind. You clearly didn't smoke enough PCP to know the lingo and the jargon.
I didn't know that.
It's in Training Day.
He's
like, I didn't know you like to get wet.
Yeah. I want to call Chloe and make her tell us.
Ooh, I had a thought when I was out of town the other day.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, you do it and you keep talking.
Just go ahead and bring her up. But,
Chloe Gayon's bigger.
Do you think technology and, like, the advancements are making us... Well, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Hey. Are you busy?
Yeah, I'm running around trying to find stuff for this cake.
Oh.
Why?
You're on speakerphone
right now.
Oh, no.
It's okay. No, he just went to the bathroom, but it is in the recording zone.
Oh, no. Edit it out.
So he'll find out 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, y'all, it's Brady's birthday tomorrow. Don't tell him. I just wanted to call because I was telling that BCP story when I found the joint under my car seat and we all smoked it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, do you remember what it felt like?
I don't know how to describe what it felt like, but it felt like there were hands on top of my head the whole time.
It felt like there were hands on top of your head the whole time?
Yeah, she was sitting on, like, the couch on my porch, and Chloe was, like, being pulled off the fucking porch, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was pulling me, something was pulling me backwards from, like, the top of my head.
Does one of the P in PCP stand for paranormal?
I swear, and didn't I throw up?
No, you didn't throw up, but somebody else did.
Oh, and they were green, and then they weren't.
They were green. Their skin was green.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Chloe, that was so scary, and we did it. We did it more than one time, which is crazy.
The fact that y'all went back for seconds after smoking PCP is...
Yeah.
This is wild. Has a question.
Okay.
Hey, Chloe. Brady here from Ramping Up. What the hell is wrong with you guys doing it twice?
I don't know. And that's the thing. It felt like it lasted. Like, you would have thought we were gone for 3 hours. And we look at the time when we, like, came back to, and it was only 3 minutes.
Literally.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Barb, are you going to add?
That's what I was going to add.
Oh, yeah. Our stories are aligning perfectly.
Damn, that's just like the movie Interstellar. Did they just smoke PCP on Interstellar?
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to your mysterious things.
That's like...
Okay, thanks for having me.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, Chloe.
Bye, Clay. So, smoking PCP is like reverse Interstellar. Reverse speed of light. Right? Because you're like, oh my God, it's been forever. And they're like, no, it's only been 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Three minutes is like 20 years. Or...
Yeah. That's kind of like the movie Inception. Was that based off a bad PCP experience?
Maybe. I mean, that's also Christopher Nolan. Maybe he's just done the hell out of some PCP.
Yeah, the real Dark Knight.
Also Christopher Nolan, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the real... That's the only two movies I know from him. Hey! Fun story. We got him fired.
We got him fired.
Yeah. That fucking Uber driver.
Did you really?
That almost killed Fiona.
Dude, I saw something else about Uber drivers in Nashville picking people up, pretending to be their drivers like we were talking about, but they're taking them halfway, dropping them off. They have someone behind them that comes up and robs them when they get dropped off. And there's no record of them being there because they're not actual Uber drivers.
I don't know if that's what's going to happen to us, but...
I mean, if... You got to check the plate.
You think it was...
That's why they say that every time.
Yeah, check your plates. Check your dates.
Yeah, we had an Uber driver who I'm pretty sure was trying to run a scam, like... He'd pick up a ride and then drive off, but refused to cancel the ride. So you had to like cancel and pay the cancellation fee. So they still got paid. He did that to Matt. And then I called an Uber and got the same fucking guy. He pulled up, and me and Matt and our friend were trying to get in the car, and the guy sees me and was like, no. And I'm like about to like tug on the door handle. I'm in the street. And he drives off, and we're all like, what the fuck? And Matt, like, was yelling down Broadway. He was like, fuck you, because reasonable. And basically wouldn't cancel again, so I had to cancel.
Yeah. And by the way, my anger still falls in line with traffic.
Every night.
It's only car related.
But that's like a specifically Nashville thing that's happening.
I get so mad around you.
Like, people that come to Nashville are telling these stories. It's like specific to Nashville.
The Uber drivers. Amber on Broadway, so that makes sense.
Roofie Nation is Nashville. Yeah. Well, now,
so that happened. We ended up, I had to pay like $100 for a fucking Uber Black.
76. You ordered an Uber Black?
Yeah.
That's why it was so expensive.
It's the only one you can trust. And anyways, I was
y'all pissed. Ever order an Uber Black and get a white driver? It's a bit I'm working on.
Yeah, I would stop working
on
that. Yeah,
okay, probably. Leave it in.
So that motherfucker, we reported the hell at him.
Yeah, dude.
And I just kept saying, I will sue y'all if you don't do something. I'm in a wheelchair because I know trigger words.
Yeah.
For these automated bullshit.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call. And she was like, this is being recorded. I was like, good.
It's being recorded on my end, too. We're on the podcast.
Yeah, we're on the podcast. Oh,
you know,
bitch.
You're actually on TikTok Live.
No, but I got an update. The guy no longer is allowed to drive for Uber, good. And they gave me $15 in Uber.
Yeah, you feel the power.
15 whole dollars.
A whole dollar.
And that's Uber or Uber Eats.
Yeah.
That's as good as cash right there. That's they gave me 10 point. Just for fucking bitching.
Yeah. She like, got just whatever shuts him up, dude. Got 15.
Yeah.
So what's next? What? How do you get 20? You got to be discriminated.
I think you have to physically be run over.
Hit, yeah.
Yeah, I think they have to run over you to get 20. 20.
I was going to say you have to be a social class that people actually care about.
Dude, I came this close to getting paid in college. I got ran over by a golf cart, and they just kept going.
That's why he's so short.
I could have sued the shit now. I was done growing by middle school. Come on now.
Come on, let's riff, you butthole.
No riffing on my height.
Do you have a thing, Brady?
I do. So we were talking a lot on the episode about that I'm editing right now about your bombs and what happens. We're trying to figure out what causes it. And have you ever talked to
there's one
your personal bombs like when we're all just sitting here the camera turns on I've noticed it, but it gradually happened and then it clicked for me. I was like, oh fuck, I see what it is. In improv there's a rule, and I'm sure you've heard of it, but yes and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like you add to something, you don't ever say no, but you, when a lot of times when you're doing those kind of bits, you go, no, I was actually trying to do this or whatever. And it cuts the thing flat because we're all going, everything's moving forward. And then as soon as you say, if you had said, so here's an example, you're talking about the lady with the handicap spot yelling at you outside of Zany's.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah. And then she saw you pulling a wheelchair out of the back. And then you go, no, I was pulling Fiona out of the back. You were adding to it, but you said no first.
So it cuts the flow.
So we thought you were like coming up with something new, but you were actually just adding to it, but you said no first.
So you meant
yes. Yeah, that's how against improv I am. I don't do yes and.
I know you hate improv. I do improv, no but. So I thought it would be interesting.
That is a really good observation.
I get to see you guys a lot.
Here's another
am
good
I
observation.
Good at improv?
Yeah.
Not really.
No, I think crowd work. I think you go with it.
Yeah.
No, but y'all try.
I think that's a neutral thing, though. Like, neutral people.
I thought you were going to help me stop saying creepy, weird stuff on this podcast.
I am. I think that's the key to it. If you yes and more things no instead of no butting things.
I'm like, yes true. And the kids.
There are times.
That is a bit, though. Like, I laughed at that.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like, if you say yes, it tricks people's brains into thinking
positivity.
That, exactly.
Yeah. No is negative.
No, you piss me off.
No, she's saying no. I don't like that. You're right. I didn't like that at all. That immediately. You mean yes and I piss you off a lot? Yeah, I'm getting it. It only took 10 episodes.
That was a yes and, though.
Yeah, man. Look at me. I'm about to go join Third Coast Comedies. Troop.
Troop is great.
The fact that they call it a comedy troupe, improv troupe, is nuts.
No, improv gets a lot of shit, and rightfully so, because
Bad improv is really bad,
but good improv is amazing.
Good improv is great, like Middle Ditch.
I got a real good story.
Lisa Gilroy.
Yeah.
She was on a Black Mirror episode.
Please let me tell before we move too far past the topic. My God. So good. Okay. In my early college years, I went to a lot of clinical trials in Atlanta, and I would bring friends with me so I wouldn't have to do it alone. I would bring my friend Brad with me. Hell yeah. And my favorite thing to do was go to these like improv shows when I was in town for some reason. And they were so bad that I found it entertaining.
I like it. Like even
cringy,
when they're bad. Yeah.
But I'm like, I would have said this.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's so fun.
But not a comedian. Just like enjoying watching.
Yeah.
So Brad, love him to death. Real dumb guy. Sweetest guy you ever met. Real dumb. Yeah, not good on his feet, right? So we're watching.
Y'all have that in common. Yes, and. Yes,
and
y'all have that in common.
Yeah, and we're watching the show, and they were like, all right, I need volunteers. And I was like, Brad, he'll do it. And he was like,
what a dick.
And they picked him. Picked him to come up in front of everyone. They were like, all right, Brad, here's the rule. All you have to do is, like, say the first thing that comes to mind. They put Brad across from a girl that was on the... the improv group or whatever. And they're standing, and she's, like, describing what she's saying, like, trying to be funny. She is a black woman. Okay, so Brad's staring at her, he's panicking. And they're like, come on, Brad, just whatever comes to mind. You gotta give her something to go off of. And he goes, black base. And the whole crowd goes silent. And I was like... They're like, all right, thank you, Brad. And they send him back to his seat and get a different volunteer.
Nah, you got to give that man a slow clap. You wanted him up there. Work with it.
Yeah. That was the funniest thing.
This is in Atlanta, so not the ground.
Yeah.
You like gay blackface.
Oh, God bless Brad.
Oh, man. Woo. That gives me nightmares.
Yeah, he was so scared to be in front of people.
You get brought up on improv. You have to give one suggestion, one thing like that. What do you say? Come on, give me a topic. Anybody, give me a topic. Come on.
Pervy elves.
Kanye West.
Same thing.
Okay. Hold on. Dude, I think I would suck at improv.
Well,
they normally go like,
give me a person.
Kanye West.
Give me a person and then give me a job or like whatever.
Yes.
You know?
Okay,
they're
okay.
A little more specific in the questions. Right. What if I give you y'all some?
Let's try this.
All right, so give me a person.
Wait.
I'm asking you guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Hang on,
let's start over. Let's get a person from the crowd, from the audience. Give me a person, any person.
Oh, I volunteer.
First person. Yeah.
You
don't have okay. To. I will. I will do out. This. Don't. Bill no, I don't want to do it.
You don't have to raise your hand.
No, give me a person.
Just
like,
say a person.
A famous person, not you.
Matt Taylor.
Oh my God.
Yes, no. And, Bill sorry, Nye. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Bill yes, Nye. And Matt Taylor.
You know what?
Bill Nye.
We'll move on. Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
Now, give me a place, not a place associated with Bill
First
Nye.
First of all, I don't like that. That's
place.
Our hall pass, so I don't like that we're using Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
I'm going to get in a fight with Bill Nye.
Wait, like a location or location. Business?
Either one. A business is a location.
Oh. Subway.
Or
Kroger.
Subway. What? Kroger?
Mine was better.
Kroger.
All right, let's go with Matt's just for the sake of argument.
This feels like y'all
Did
are
you
teaming
mean
up
the Subway
on me.
Or Subway like the
Subway
shop?
Like the restaurant.
All right, we're going with mine then. Subway is in the Subway. Bill Nye is in the Subway. And then what's something that someone went through this week that made them feel uncomfortable?
You can make pretty something comfortable
up. It
all
have
week.
To this week. It just like make something up.
Oh, my penis came out of Jimmy John's one time.
Why did you both make the same noise?
Because we had nothing and we're stalling.
Is that what y'all do
Improv's
on the couch all day?
Too easy. we're pretty easy to surprise.
Matt pulls up the question list and he's like, what do you think about the universe? Do bald people get dandruff?
I was just asking to see if anybody else okay, did. So Yo, do bald people get dandruff? That's weird.
Okay, so what was the thing that happened?
Bill Nye in a Subway doing what?
Yeah, what's he doing?
What do people normally do in Subways?
No, that's the point. You don't want it to be something that someone does in a Subway.
A science presentation.
You don't want it to be something that person would normally do either.
Yo-yoing.
What's something that would happen to
oh
a regular
my God.
Person?
Fucking shoes come undone.
Busking.
Getting a divorce. Arguing with his wife.
Yeah.
Arguing with his wife.
Okay.
So you guys are Bill Nye and his wife. You're Bill Nye and you're his wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're in a Subway and you're arguing about your marriage, but you're trying to stay quiet about it.
Yes, and
one of you is trying to be quiet about
right.
it.
But the mitochondria is the powerhouse, just like me, of... yeah?
Yeah.
The yes? cell?
You have to finish it.
Yeah.
Of the cell.
You really
Therefore,
down,
you should suck my dick way more often.
I'm so glad you're
That's
a lady.
That's Murphy's Law. Crushing.
Any dick that can get sucked
will
get
sucked.
Will
get sucked.
That's improv, baby.
You bet.
Yes, and
you're autistic.
I'm
you are
literally
full autistic.
Like, I think you're hamming it up right now. Will you please just do something? I love this game. There's no way.
Yeah, you're a stand-up comedian. You are on stage in front of people every, like,
all the
multiple times a night. You've probably been in 1,000 shows by now. It's
I
just
think
us
he's holding out on us.
You're just like your father.
Ooh.
Ah!
That's pretty good.
I don't have a father, you fucking idiot.
No, we're talking about Bill Nye. Yes, and.
Well, I wish you'd never have a father so you'd be slutter and suck my dick more.
Is this what you think Bill Nye's like?
Yeah,
oh, wait, sorry, I'm breaking the fourth wall. Or the fifth element.
Yeah, you did kind of lose Bill Nye there.
Shit, sorry.
It's not Bill Nye energy. What if he sees this?
Hey, don't talk to me like that while I'm wearing a little bow tie.
I tied that bow tie for you.
Yeah, it's the last bow tie you'll ever tie again. He's
I'll tie it a little tighter next time.
Let's talk about gravity.
And when you tie a bow tie too tight, here's what happens. It cuts off the blood flow to your jugular. scientifically explaining it.
You're not Bill Nye.
Yeah, but you know
you're
what?
My dumb bitch wife.
That is not my name.
We're not good at
yeah,
it.
Bill Nye's wife explaining science to him as a threat is funny, though.
I know.
You know what happens when a bow tie gets tied too
yes,
quick?
Yes, I just did
like
a whole episode on that.
Yeah. Facts and she's tired of it. That's pretty funny.
Nah, that sucked.
I think that was good.
That's on me, though. Yeah, I accept that.
It is.
I fully. I'm sorry if you're yes, think and about that is on me. Next week. I don't even get the yes and part. Is that just how you just add stuff in improv?
Well, it's like, when
it's like a frame of mind to go into things.
I really
it's also
am
helpful
more
in
that,
everything.
Frame
it's
of
helpful
mind.
In sales, you know.
Oh yeah, you never end like you don't.
Yeah, it can't end in a no. I know I'm making you think too much about this, and it's too existential. It's fuck you up for a week.
I'm worried about your brain.
I'm just gonna be lame.
I think, but I also think you'll come out of the other end of this a better comedian for
I
it.
Really
what end
have
is that?
To pee.
Well, we're in an hour and a half. We could switch to Patreon whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry that ended with improv.
You can't call that improv, yes, and.
I mean, we can call it whatever we want.
Matt's not allowed to do improv.
Nah, you don't want to see me do improv. Dude, if I was on stage choking like that, I would have. I don't know. I don't even know what to say right now. I can't improv.
He's not good on
I'm
his.
I'm not off the cuff.
This is making me think, though, if I ever do get on stage, I'll have to go do improv first. Like,
be
I think
good
I would
it.
Be good at it. And I think it'd be fun.
Like, for me to hate an art so much, I sure am bad at it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have to be able to hate it and be so good at it. But see?
Yeah.
You know?
Are y'all going to end this podcast?
Yeah, let's wrap. Why are you on your phone? We got to wrap this podcast up, dude. Well, we made it to 10 episodes, so. Thank you guys for tuning in.
This fucking guy.
I'm your wife.
All right, love you. If you're a real one, join us at the Patreon.
We're cracking cold ones.
We'll see you there.
Love you guys. See y'all next week or over the Patreon. One, two, three, four. We're breaking up.
Bye. Shut up.